Father of Ulla, Shaw Radio Dwelly. Hello everyone and welcome to Radio Dwelly, where I, Dwelly, get my own programme. At last, my star will shine. As you all know by now, I'm going to be helping our adventurers, Shenet, Melody, Monroe, Morag and Brochan, on their travels around the Highlands in 2007. We'll be taking in just a few of the exciting events that Highland 2007 has to offer. And I'll be offering our friends a chance to get stuck in. If they can't complete my challenges, they might very well get stuck somewhere. I'll be guiding them as they travel north, south, east and west, always proving that Dwelly knows best. I'll show them that learning just a little bit of Gaelic is not that difficult a proposition compared to a lot of other challenges. Things certainly won't be boring. I've got a few obstacles to throw into their paths, although I'll have to think of something to keep that dog on the ground. I've seen what he gets up to when Shenner's mind is elsewhere. My first interviewee this year is Morag. Let me just see if I can attract her attention. Anyone fancy a throwback? A wee cuppa?
A cup of tea. Great. Hello, Dwelly. How are you?
Morag. Have you forgotten our first lesson already?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, I know this. Kemar aha u.
Ha good doy, I'll tap a lap. Kemar aha u hain.
Hami gummy.
Your what?
Gummy. Oh no, I mean gumma. Hami gumma.
Nach mashin. That's a relief. I thought we were getting off to a very sticky start there.
Well, I got there in the end. I'm not like Melody, who seems to be able to do anything really easily. She's picked up Gaelic no problem.
She seemed to pick up the Scottish country dancing no problem at that street ceilidh the other night.
Yes, she was whirling around like a banshee.
You see? You're really getting the Gaelic bug. That's a word that comes from a Gaelic root. It means a female spirit. Just not the kind that would be having a good time. So don't tell her that you called her that.
I didn't know that it meant that. Oh dear. I hope she won't be offended.
I'm sure she won't be too bothered. She'll be looking forward to her year travelling the Highlands and Islands.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Sort of, anyway. I hope it won't involve too much strenuous activity. Oh dear, I'm not very good at that sort of thing.
Maybe you should have done a dashing white sergeant of that, Kayleigh. You might have been swept off your feet.
Yes, that's exactly the sort of thing I was afraid of.
Morag, adventure doesn't just have to be rushing around all the time at full speed like Melody. And it doesn't have to be slouching around at no speed like Monroe. I'm going to give you challenges of a different sort. You'll all get a chance to shine and learn some Gaelic.
I think I'll learn a lot of Australian too. Oh goodness, I sound like I should be neighbours by the end of this year. On the way up to Inverness, Melody was getting so carried away. All I could hear was ripper and awesome and stoked. I understand her more when she's trying out her Gaelic.
This time next year, you'll all understand and speak a lot more Gaelic. I'll make sure of that.
I hope I'll have the energy to keep up with the others. Even Shenet is promising to drag me through glens and over hilltops. Oh dear.
Well, next month, I've got a challenge for you all. It will test you going up the hills all right, and even more going down again.
I don't think I like the sound of this. I was feeling very gama, but not now.
Shem Baloch Dwelly. Now, what do you say, Morag? Evelu Guma?
Oh dear. I'm not really sure. Oh gosh.